Thank you. Sir, as Gidon joins us. What have we seen? Okay. Mr. Shem, we'll finish with this case today. We have established, we know that if something is defined as keren, malicious damage, no way you're getting your money nowadays. Basically can't help you. If it's defined as consumption damage, shame by the animal, you get your money nowadays. We wanna know what makes it consumption, what's malicious. Obviously, if he eats somebody's clothes, it's called malicious damage. If he eats his nice doggy food, then of course that's called consumption damage. We have something in the middle. We know a klal that eating Ayyadei's Chak in desperate circumstances is called achila, and therefore it's under the category of eating, and it's not considered malicious. It's considered consumption damage, and you get your money. Now, what's called eating Ayyadei's Chak? We saw that when we finished off last week, we'll repeat it again. We have a machlokas, we showed him how to define when it's considered achila adei chak, that will fit into consumption. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Da'akra popa, mahadik toni parasha ochlasorim. Popa learns from this case of a cow, unusual case, a cow eating zorim, barley, chamasha ochla kashinon, a donkey eating kashinon. Eating boson meat. How's that? So we're probably to see some of that. Anything that's abnormal, but it's something he's prepared to eat in desperate times. Is considered eating in a desperate time. So even though regular year, when he's not hungry and not desperate, then it's definitely considered malicious damage because this is not food for you. But when you're starving, and this is what you eat when you're starving, then that's called food for you, and then it's called consumption. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's only fits into the category of consumption at the time you're desperate. You're desperate, okay, it's considered consumption. Not desperate, it's called malicious damage, and therefore carried, you don't get the money. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. But Rashi's machadish, kol mitik v'lav v'ochei, the Me'echol Kosha. What does it mean? You're not all normal to eat. And you do eat it in special occasions. And these examples of this cow, it's called eating. Even when you're not desperate. This is a chiddush from Rashi. Rashi is saying, if the animal's prepared to eat it when he's desperate, so even when he eats it, when he's not desperate, it's called consumption and not malicious damage. It is in the parsha of food for him, because we see in desperate times he eats it. So Rashi is saying, look, how do I know what's food? I work out if he ever eats it. If he's prepared to eat it at some stage, then for him it's called food, and it's called consumption damage, and it's not called, care, it's not called malicious damage. The big difference between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. Now, we know these two shittas. What's called consumption? What's called malicious? What's called ayyadei chak? Only when you're desperate, or even when you're not desperate, since when you're desperate, you do eat it. So now get back to our cases. Let's analyze. Our case of the dog. The dog coming along, chasing the cat, gets very tired and thirsty, and he goes into a winery, and he has a sip from the pit, which is full of wine, and the whole pit of wine gets thrown out because of him. Now, if it's malicious damage, the din Torah doesn't start. Malicious damage, you can't help you nowadays. If it's considered consumption damage, then we can help you. We can do the case, and you can go and get some money. Okay? So, what's this? According to Rashi Ben Chananel, does a dog ever drink wine? Is there a moment when they drink wine? What do we know about dogs? Do they eat and drink things when they need to drink and eat things? Yes, of course. So therefore, there are scenarios where a dog, even though it's not their food, it's not their staple food, they never do it. But desperate times, they would do it. Okay. Desperate times, they would do it. Now, okay. So what is this called by the wine? Is this called a desperate time? Or is this called a normal time for the dog? when he's slurping away from that wine in the pit, it's called a desperate time for the dog. And therefore, okay, it's called consumption, or it's called a normal time for the dog. And then we'll have to get into our machlokas with Bin Yochanan Rashi. What is it? Firstly, define the scenario. Is it a desperate time or not desperate time when he's slurping from the wine in the pit? So Mr. Welling, so his dog, says he's desperate. He knows how dogs work. Yeah? And Mr. Leshen also knows about that dog, so he says desperate. I want to get once I have a third opinion from Gidon, then that's it. I want to stand for a miracle from Gidon. This is called a desperate time for a dog. He just chased the cat. He's thirsty. And now he takes a sip from the pit of wine. Is that called a desperate time for him? And that was, okay, desperate time. What do you think, Gidon? Can't hear you. Yeah.
Fine. So yes, if he's eating something, if he's drinking something that he wouldn't normally drink, but he will drink a desperate time, then it means it's a desperate time.
For him, it's desperate time. You're saying, it's, okay, we've got a stamp of approval. So we've got all the experts telling us this is called desperate time for dogs, and therefore, what is this called? Is this called malicious damage, or is this called consumption damage? What's going to be the halacha? Consumption damage. So now basically can tell them the dintara. Okay. Kula alma. Now we go to the second scenario. Say there's somebody walking a guide dog. Guide dog on the first day on duty. Walking down the street. And there's all the restaurants have opened up. Corona can't go in the restaurants. They put all their tables outside the restaurants. And people are eating, enjoying the weather. First day of spring. And the dog's walking along, and he sees something at the table, and he's gnashing at eating a steak. And the dog, since it's his first day, and it's just off out of training, he is not able to contain himself. He jumps up onto the table and consumes that steak. Now, we know meat is not a normal food for a dog to eat. But we know desperate times call for desperate measures. So is this called a desperate time for that guide dog as he's strolling along the roads? No, Mr. Leshen says no. Okay. Yeah, says no. So Pashas, this is not called desperate time. He's not activity. He's had his breakfast. He's going to get his lunch. He says, that's it. So it's not a desperate time. And he's eating something which is not normal. And therefore, if so, if it's not normal and it's not desperate time, right, he would eat it when it's desperate. So what's going to be the halacha? The feed Rabbeinu Chananu. Is it called malicious damage or consumption damage? According to Rabbeinu Chananu, it's only called consumption when it's desperate. And we're defining this as not desperate. So what's this? Consumption damage or malicious damage? Malicious damage. We can't tell the case according to Rabbeinu Chananu. According to Rashi, if he will eat it in a desperate time, then even when it's not desperate, it's called consumption. So what's going to be a piece of steak for a dog? Consumption. So therefore, be nafkim in a halacha between Rabbeinu Chananu and Rashi and our steak case. So we want to know what the halacha is. Do you go like Rashi Rabbeinu Chananu? Let us see what the Aruch HaShulchan tells us. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the following. The Varim Shebehem Zu Enocheles Black Ayatechak. Things which an animal would not eat, only in desperate measures. Makom of Hashiva Shape Achila. Nevertheless, it's considered when he actually eats it, it's considered as consumption. And Mashalat Zunda, he pulls the full whack because it's consumption. Af Al Kopolim Kibetanechazigak Mikri Lahanoso. Because since he would eat it, Ayatechak. It's called hanah, eating, consumption eating, and not malicious damaging eating, and therefore it's called shein, where you get the full money. So therefore, what to impaskan based on those words of the Aruch HaShulchan? Like Rabbeinu Chananu, there's only called consumption in desperate measures, but not anywhere else. Or like Rashi, it's always called consumption. What's the wording of the Aruch HaShulchan implies, like Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananu, consumption or malicious damage? Like Rashi, he is like Rashi. Therefore, he extends the category of consumption, and he says, if there's one event where he would eat it in desperate measures, then even when he's not desperate, it's called consumption, and therefore the halacha is like Rashi, Therefore, according to halacha, can be done the case of the meat. We can done the case of the meat or not? Yeah, the steak, we can also done the case of the steak. So therefore, both our cases are the wine, which is the kula of the consumption. And the case of the steak, which is the machlokes, but we pass it like Rashi, it's also consumption, based on can judge. Okay? We can judge. What will be the verdict? Does the owner have to pay or not have to pay? We'll judge it. What do you think? Come on. Give a try. So we say it should pay. Well, it's not so poshut. We can judge the case, but it's not so poshut. I tell you why, in both cases, it's not so poshut. And we'll discuss it when we get there later in Baba Kam. For us, when I get there later in Baba Kam, we'll discuss it over here in the ship. What is the reason why it's not so poshut? How much? We just discovered that you can judge the case, but how much is not so poshut? I tell you why. What do you think the wine case is a bit complicated in the wine case? Why the wine case is happening? So what did he do? He drank a bit of wine, and they threw out the whole wine because of the health reasons. Yeah. So why is that now not a poshut case to judge whether he had to pay for the whole wine in the whole hole? That's then. Why is that not a poshut case? Because he only drank, let's say, a cup or two cups, okay, of wine. How much does a cup or two cups drank? Why did they throw the rest out? He didn't touch it. Why did he throw it out? Why did they throw it out? He threw out the rest because they're worried about infection, bacteria. They threw the whole wine out of it. So who says you can get the owner of the dog on them throwing it out? You can get the owner of the dog on what he drinks, that's for sure. But get the owner of the dog on what they throw out, who says you can? We have to discuss that. So Sylvia, in itself, that's why it's not so positive. How much he gets? He gets definitely a cup or two cups, that's for sure. But the whole hole, which is thousands of shekels difference than the actual what he consumed, that's a big side that we have to analyze that at a later stage.
They should
give the wine to the owner. Okay, yeah. They should have asked him whether he wants to have the wine rather than throw it out. Okay, yeah. That's a very good idea. I think Mr. Leshen that's a good idea. Yeah, you should have been there, Mr. Leshen. Okay. You should have asked, instead of throwing the wine, if he's going to have to pay for the whole bit, then he should decide whether the wine should be thrown out or not. Give the wine to me. I'm prepared to drink the wine if it's diseased or bacterial or chashash of it. Okay? So we have to see whether he has to pay for the whole pit of wine later. Sukkah. Second case, also the steak case. We said it's consumption, you have to pay. But it's not so poshut. Why is it not so poshut? Now that we're judging the case, why is it not so poshut? But not paying for no. We're paying for damages. Damage or consumption, which is normally the full whack of what you consume. He consumed the whole steak. So what's the style of that? What's special about that case that could make it a discussion? Yes, Mr. President. He was the owner of the dog. He was underage, correct? Okay, let's take that factor out. Let's say we discussed that a bit, who's owned a dog, and he's a cotton, and his responsibilities, and let's say even if it's a mishuzah. But what's the figure? The figure of, let's say, Bidei Shamayim, if you want to say. Why is it not a poshut shayla of consumption of steak paid for the whole value of the steak? Why is it not so poshut?
Because it's just a rabbin.
Because?
The damage is done in the Shusha Rabbin.
In the Shusha Rabbin. What did you say? So Gidon says it's not so poshut because where did the damage take place? In Rishus HaRabim. Maybe. Is that called Rishus HaRabim? If it is, there's a release clause for consumption damages. All consumption damages only have to pay if they take place in private domain, not in public domain. A release clause. We have to define what's called public domain and private domain at a later stage. Also, another factor to take into account. How did he eat it? How did the dog eat it? What did he do? He jumped on the table and ate it while it was on the table. Well, that's a fact to consider. Whether what? Also, that removal means he would be chayev. Private to me. Or maybe what? Maybe, is it a normal way of eating?
No.
Normally he doesn't eat on the floor. Maybe he's doing an abnormal activity. So then maybe that would be push it back into damages rather than substance because it's abnormal. Okay, those are factors of how much he has to pay in both cases. We can judge cases, but how much he has to pay is, those are the factors we have to consider when we get to those subjects. Okay, let's move on to the next case. Another doggy case. And this is our last doggy case before we move on to, I don't know, people have had enough of dogs, but okay, I like dogs in pictures, not at home. So.
You already did a pet,
no, no, thank you. No, thank you. Now, this is a Maitish Ahoy Kachoy, unfortunately. Reuven was visiting his friend's house, Shimon, and they're in the house. And he's brought his dog along, Reuven. Nice, friendly dog. You can see in the picture, he's one of the friendly type. I think Gidon will say he's a friendly, stupid dog. I mean, he's by nature friendly and by nature stupid. I chose the right dog. I'm not sure Gidon can back me up on that. Friendly by not stupid. Now, the dog goes around the house while Reuven Shimon has a big schmooze. And after a while, Reuven says, well, where's Lassie? We'll call him Lassie. Where's Lassie? Okay, where's Lassie? Okay. So they go around, walking around the house, and they find he's chewing on something. And unfortunately, what is he chewing on? He's found Shimon's tefillin, and he's chewing on Shimon's tefillin. Okay. Now, that's a big damage there. That is a considerable, besides the Kedusha over there, and all the... very hard to happen, but the monetary damage is huge. Now we're in Beis Din. Meister Shoyim. Do you believe this? Meister Shoyim. We're in Beis Din. And the question is, a friendly Beis Din here. Friendly, not hungry, not friendly. Does he need to pay or not need to pay? Now what do you think? Is 10 Beis Din judges, is it called consumption or malicious damage? Is this good? The Yossi said, delicious! What are you talking about? It's not food, it's not food. We know he drinks each of his colognes. What's Mr. Leshen say?
It was food at one time.
What do you mean it was food at one time? And what is it? Skin. Hides. Hides. Okay, well, hides. Hides. Okay, so therefore he only eats, I mean, normally chews, it's quite normal for him to chew, and munches on leather. Yeah, don't have leather couches in your house when you've got a dog. Yeah, they like leather. Now, why do they like the leather? Why are they attracted to leather? It's not food. Well, why not plastic? Plastic is also good for their teeth. Chew. Leather, what's the difference? What's the difference in leather and plastic? It comes from animal. How do they know it comes from animal? This dog is really stupid in any case, but even the clever dogs don't know it comes from animal. Smell. They can smell that this is...
what's alive.
Okay. See, he's chewing. Why is the dog chewing on this tefillin? Why is he chewing on it? Because he wants to maliciously damage? Or because this is a part of Hanar, obtaining Hanar. What is it? Obtaining Hanar activity or malicious damage activity? Hanar. So Hanar. All the dog lovers over here are saying it's Hanar. Yeah. Now, let me ask the dog lovers over here. Could it be that he's doing it not for Hanar, but he's doing it for malicious, and he just wants to break something. Could a dog do that? Just to break something?
Yeah. No.
Okay. So could it be when you see this happening, dog chewing tefillin? Would you define that? Could it be the dog's involved in just he wants to damage something, or it has to be a halal activity? Maybe he did. Maybe chomp. Chewing, yeah. Okay. So it's not such a positive response to me. What?
I would say that it's damaging because he doesn't eat it. He doesn't actually eat it. He's hunting instinct.
He doesn't eat it. He chews, but he gets maybe some juices out of it. I don't know what he gets out of the chewing, but he maybe gets some sort of flavor out of it. I don't know. Don't know why he gets it. But, okay. So what? We've got one activity like we had no activity like this before. We've got an activity. The doctor is doing that one activity. He's doing one thing. Not doing two things. But you can look at it in two ways. You can look at it as malicious damage, because it's not food. But you couldn't look at it as it's leather chewing, which is called consumption damage. And it could both, the dog would be able to speak and tell us, if he would say he's doing it for chewing purposes, we'll say, fine, you're doing consumption. And if you would tell us, I'm doing it, I just want to tear something up, or to just get something, my energy out, then we'll say, you're doing malicious. But he can't speak. So what do we do? When we as a Beis Din look at activity which can exactly be interpreted in two ways and we've got no one to tell us what the dog means to do. So this is a discussion, you believe it or not, discussion amongst the early post Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch. Where does it come up in Shulchan Aruch? I'll tell you what happens. The Gemara says if a cow has an itchy back, and needs a scratch. He needs to scratch it. So it goes to a wall, it scratches his back, and it falls down. And it's called shame. It's called consumption. Because he's doing it for benefits. He's doing it for benefits. He'll get a benefit out of it. It's called consumption. Okay. But then the post can say, what happens in the following case? That he scratches his back, and the wall falls on a fellow cow or a dog. And it damaged the dog. Now, obviously, if the cow would charge at the dog without the wall and attack the dog, what's that called? Yeah. Malicious damage? Yeah. That'd be caring. Malicious damage. If the dog, if the cow just scratches the back of the wall, then of course that's called just shame. Obtaining halal. But what happens if the same action is scratching his back and it's falling on the dog to damage it? What do you look at it? Is it looking at as activity of damaging or activity of hadar? We've got one action, we can interpret two ways. On the one hand, he's scratching his back. On the other hand, it's falling on the dog, and maybe he wants it to fall on the dog, he wants to damage the dog. I don't know. Maybe this is the way he wants to damage the dog. So at the same time, I guess how to fit it. He's consuming tefillin, chopping to him, and we don't know if he's doing it for halal or damaging purposes. So let's see what the smart says. Smart says, Nischachachu bechaverta vechezika. Yeah? So he says, so I'll bring you a case, not exactly my case, I said a bit wrong. My case is, he goes to his friends, fellow cow, he's got scratchy back, cow number one. He goes to his friends and he scratches his back on his friends and he damages his friends. He's got a scratchy back. Cow number one's got a scratchy back. Cow number one scratches his back on his friend's stomach. So therefore, what is he doing? Damaging his friends or getting hung up by getting rid of the scratch? So it says the smart, if he does such an activity, the Yeshua tells us he can come. Could be he's doing it in order to damage the cow. That he wants to do it on the stomach of his friend. He wants to damage his friend. But have they told the Gavin? And therefore it's called malicious damage. And you won't don it nowadays. You only pay half and you won't even judge it nowadays, according to you. So you have one activity, and you know he's got a scratchy back, but that scratchy back he's doing on somebody else's stomach. It could be he's not doing it as the main reason for the hanor. He's doing it as the main reason to damage. And therefore, we can't judge it nowadays. As according to the Taz says, the facey mode, Dov is there. This is way out for me to suggest such a thing. Bain Tav, we know he's got a scratchy back. Tavadin Gamakosu. If you look at the wall, what does he do by the wall? He has a scratching back. He scratches on the wall and the wall breaks. We don't say, well, because the wall breaks, you're just doing it for malicious damages. We just look at your scratching back. Your scratching back means you're doing for hanor damages. So here also, if why did you say he did it to break the wall? And the apostles, to defend Nikale, Lemitle, the Dover Shaucha, Medovin Sheshinu. It's better to say, you've got two ways of interpreting. Here's logic now. If you've got two ways of interpreting his action, it could be a normal activity or abnormal activity. Chazaka tells me you interpret it in a normal fashion. And since he's got a scratchy back, the reason why he's doing this, obviously, is to get rid of the scratch. And therefore, he's not malicious. And therefore, he's normal damage of hanor. That's the rule of the Taz. If you've got a way of interpreting what action as abnormal, normal, of course you go with the normal. But the Smar argues, Smar says, if there's a chance that it's abnormal, and it's not mukhra, 100% that it's normal, you can say he's doing it for damaging purposes, then have to look at it at best, at worst. The maximum you can look at it as is Karen, you're only going to get half damages, and you're only going to, not going to do it nowadays. So therefore, now let's reanalyze our case of the tefillin. Is our tefillin case comparable to the case of the scratchy back which breaks the wall, where everyone agrees that's consumption, or the scratchy back that he scratches his back on his fellow cow stomach, where we have this machlokas, is that consumption or damages? What's our case of the tefillin? Tefillin where there'll be a machlokas, like the stomach case, or everyone agrees it's consumption like the wall case. Which is our tefillin case? Yes, Mr. Gross.
I'm looking at the Taz, and he says it's Urcha de Milta. Dogs, I never had a dog, but dogs are playful animals. And where is it? Where are the tefillin? In the dog's territory. So the dog is just play.
Okay, that's the Taz. Okay, Taz says that. Taz says a rule that we always, if we can use it as a normal way, a thing, explanation, very good. Taz says, normal, it's not this. As a smart argues. We all know, though, but there is one case that everyone agrees to, and that is, you have a scratchy back, and you rub it on the wall, and the wall breaks, even the smart agrees, that's called consumption, and that's called for hanor benefit, and not for malicious damage. The only case that smart says could be malicious damage, if he scratches his back on his fellow cow. That's good. Now, what's our case? Is it comparable to the fellow cow case, where the smart would argue with the stars? And therefore, the Smart would say by the tefillin, it's Karen, and we can't judge it. Or is it comparable to the wall case, where even the Smart would tell us that it's definitely consumption and judge the case? What would the Smart tell us? What would the Smart tell us by our tefillin? Is it the wall or the stomach?
The wall. It's the wall.
Okay. What is the reason? Basically, we're asking a simple question. What's the reason why the Smar says when you knock down the wall, when you scratch it, that's all consumption? I mean, you don't even think it's damaging, but when you scratch your back on your fellow cow, oh, that could be damaging. What's the difference in the eyes of the Smar between knocking the wall down with scratching or breaking your friend's back by scratching it? What's the difference? What's the difference between the stomach and the wall in the eyes of the swamp? Well, that's the whole task question. Obviously, the smart makes a difference. So what's the smart's difference? What's the smart's thinking that, you know, wall, yeah, that's consumption. That's no way damages wall, even if it breaks. But stomach, oh, that could be damages. Why? No, so, wall and stomach. What's the difference between wall and stomach? both cases, he could also be trying to damage the wall. But we don't think that. We say, no, but sure, he's scratching his back. Oh, so why about the stomach? Do you say he may be damaging the stomach? Okay. So, Yeshua has given a good answer. And he's doing a normal thing to get rid of the scratch. Something that it goes to hard surface, he scratches on it, and it gets rid of the scratch. Normal to scratch your back on a wall. So even though it could be he's doing to knock down the wall, but then we agree with the Taz. You've got a way of turning normal, and you've got a way of turning abnormal. Why go the abnormal route? Just say he did a normal thing. He's got to scratch it back. He scratches it on the wall, happens to break, but he's doing it for Hanovez. Therefore, for even the sluggies, that's called consumption. You can judge it. But if you've got to scratch it back, and you choose to scratch it on your fellow's ox stomach, that is not a normal thing to scratch yourself on. So even though you are doing it, clearly, because you've got to scratch your back, but it could be that the main reasoning why you're doing it is and choosing him as your scratch backer is because you want to damage him at the same time. And therefore, since there's a possibility you want to damage it because it's not normal for you to scratch your back on the stomach, normal to scratch on a wall, therefore, since it's abnormal to scratch it on the stomach, so therefore, you're doing something abnormal in any case. Even for the benefit purposes, you're doing something abnormal. So maybe it's abnormal totally and just doing it for malicious damage. Now we know the difference in the eyes of the smile between wall and stomach. When one is called consumption damage, one is called malicious damage. What's our case of tefillin for the case for the smile? What is tefillin? It's tefillin like the wall and therefore totally normal. And therefore, no way it's going to be considered malicious damage, or is it considered abnormal in the way of getting that hamla which you want of obtaining? And therefore, it could be you're doing also for malicious reasons, like the stomach. What is our case? Normal, abnormal. Is everyone said that? Okay. Abnormal. Let's go with abnormal. Tommy, explain why do you think it's abnormal, like the stomach? Chewing on the tefillin. Stop it. He wants to chew. Let's say, what did he want to chew? Wants to chew. And what did he want to chew? He wants to chew leather. That's what he wants to chew. Okay. And he smells leather. He wants to chew leather. He smells leather. And he wants that. If it would be halal, that's what he wants to do. Turn that out. Yeah. No. He just painted them. What do you think? He just painted them that. I just made that up. Just giving excuse why it's out. What? Yossi, for some reason, he can't explain himself. It's abnormal. We're trying to find. There's a halal he wants. Is he obtaining this hanah in the normal fashion? What's the hanah he wants? The hanah of a dog, in this case, is he wants to chew leather. That's the hanah. Is this the normal way of getting the hanah of chewing leather? That's the simple question. If it is, then it's like the wall. If it isn't, it's like the stomach. What's the answer? He wants to get hanah of chewing leather. Is this a normal way of getting the hanah of chewing leather? So, the dog lover says that it's definitely normal. He can't tell the difference between a leather couch, a leather bone, or a leather tefillin. This is all in the category of chewing leather normality, and therefore it's normal in the eyes of the dog lovers. But Mr. Bloch says, no, it's square. It has certain different smells from natural leather because it's been painted, and therefore it's not the classic leather chewing experience which the dog would normally want to do. Okay. So, okay.
Leather shoes.
Okay, that's a very, very good, good open. Okay, we're going to have the last word from Gizon again. Gizon, that's what we think over here. This is the normal way of getting the hana of leather chewing from tefillin. What do you think?
I would say no, because the treatment gives it a completely different smell. We find that when the dogs chew people's shoes, it's because it smells like the person, and they'll chew rubber and plastic shoes, the same that they'll chew my rubber shoes. But somebody that they don't like, they're not going to chew his shoes.
Okay, very, very good. Now, I repeat what he said. Okay, so Gideon is saying something very good, and we'll have to pick up. Let's say, what Gideon is saying, I'll just give it out to the crowd. Gideon says, that's happening. Why? Because it's not the same as chewing shoes, like Mr. Leshen wanted to suggest. Because the dog chews shoes, because in the shoes itself, it's the smell of the owner. And therefore, that is comfortable with that type of chewing. But to fill in, there's no smell. There's no smell of the owner, and therefore it's a box of leather, and therefore it's an abnormal way of obtaining hana from chewing leather. He wants to chew leather. Now, Mr. Leshen, are you happy with that?
No.
Good. So, you know what Basin is? Except the experts. Like I asked you over here, the experts. And you know what? They had the machlokas experts. Right. So you're all right. Even possible to read it. Okay. What's the food that you have to test it? Okay. Basically, we're starting with because that choice is not for themselves. So we just advise the parties, look, your friends, Reuben and Shimon, you want to be friends, there's a great chance that you are chayv. It could be that you're not chayv. Do some sort of pshara in such a case. And most of them, they went out shaking hands and hugging each other and they did a pshara, because it's one of the unusual cases. This basically has nothing to say, because the experts which we're relying on also doesn't have anything to say. Okay. So therefore, that ended off in a nice fashion. Okay, we'll leave it there for today. No, we need to get. We need to. That's true, I think. When